A good night of Shabbos to all of you, and my warmest regards from Arsenu HaKdoisha. Just a quick idea on the Parsha. The Parsha's Meraglim, right, concludes with the message of three mitzvahs. A mitzvah of Nesachim, the mitzvah of Challah, and of course, the Siyum HaParsha, the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And many of the Parshanim question, what is the connection between these three mitzvahs and the union of the Meraglim? Another outstanding question about the whole Chet of the Meraglim is all the contradictions that we find about them. On the one hand, we find that they were Kulam Anoshim, they were all Choshev people. Yishuv Benun was right in the middle of them. Chazal tell us they were mentioned in the order of their Chashivas. And Yishuv Benun is not even the first one mentioned, so it gives you an idea of the chashivas of these people. And yet Chazal tell us that there was some kind of a makish, yitziyosam will be awesome, where the Torah goes ahead and connects. They're leaving the vayolchu to the vayavoyu. When they left to go to Eretz Yisrael, when they came back, there's some kind of a connection, there's a linkage, and Chazal tell us that Makish halichosim lebiyosim. It's just like when they came back, they clearly came back with biyara, with a bad approach. They're called rishoyim at the end. So also when they left with an evil intent. So on the one hand, Chazal tells these were kosher people. On the other hand, we see that they left with some kind of evil intent. There was something missing when they left. What was that? And what led them to go down in history as the infamous Meraglim when they started out as great men? Where did they go wrong? We can't just explain it as a simple chet that any of us wouldn't even entertain. There's got to be some depth to what brought them to this level of doing such a chet of such magnitude when they were in fact leaders in Klal Yisrael within their shvatim. Lastly, when we talk about the Ganze Inyan of the Meraglim, we see that Yishuv Benun is isolated from Kolev. Moshe Rabbeinu, right at the beginning of the parasha, when he gives Yishuv Benun his own name, so he calls Hoshea Yeshua the Hashem, Ko Yoshiach, Hashem should protect you. And then when Yishuv Benun comes back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws the distinction between Kolev ben Yefune and the other Meraglim, Yishuv Benun doesn't get that same credit like Kolev. Because Hashem says that Avdi Kolev Ruach Acher Simay. On Yeshua, it doesn't use that phrase. So the question is, number one, why did Yeshua get a special bracha that nobody else got? And at the same time, we see that he's not getting the credit that Kolev ben Yefune got, even though it would seem that they both came back with the same story. They both were parting ways with the Meraglim and being honorable messengers of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shalom. So where and how do we understand the distinction here? The Chidor brings down in the Sefer Chadreivoten a medrash plea that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered that Klal Yisrael's forebearers, Avraham and Sarah, were aged, Neo and Tishim, between Avraham and Sarah, when Yitzchak was born, that was somehow a consolation and a melamed zchus on the chet of the Meraglim. Again, what is the connection? And the approach, you could say, is very simple, and it connects to a Sfasemes. And that is that Avada the Meraglim were on a very high level. It's unquestionable. The Meraglim, that from day one, if we go before this actual mission, they won a high Madrega. And they were chosen as such because of the Madrega. But the fact remains that the Meraglim had a very, very challenging mission. That was to go into Eretz Yisrael and to evaluate. The evaluation, Taka, didn't make sense. The armies that they would be fighting in Eretz Yisrael were way overpowering for a small nation of Klal Yisrael. Which is really what the Meraglim's response was when they came back. When Vayoshuvu Mitor, it's when they came back, that's what they said. Ki Azam Horetz, Eretz Eichel Yisrael, Vanihi Beinim Kechagovim. So that's what they said. This you're dealing with a very powerful situation on the other side. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have just told them, listen, there's going to be a Kriyas Yam Suf just like you had in Mitzrayim, and they're all going to drown. Okay. I believe that the Meraglim would have come back and said, Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful land, the Nebuch is open. There's going to be a Kriyas Yam Suf. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them to strategize. You should see. You should see the people. See what we're dealing with. And that's a very challenging thing to look in from Derech HaTeva and see that we're going to be able to overpower them when it didn't seem like that's even possible. Obviously, it's a kol yochel, the Abish is a kol yochel. But we went from a matzav of living l'malam and HaTeva, and now the Baruch Hashem is giving them a mission to look through the viewpoint of Teva and yet see that in the Teva there's a l'malam and HaTeva. That's a challenging thing, especially for a nation that was living in the Midbar totally l'malam and HaTeva. And that adjustment was the challenge that the Meraglim fell in. And back when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they saw the country is beautiful. Tova Oretz Moed Moed. They said, it's Zavas Chol V'Dvash, of course, it's a beautiful country. That part of the mission was easy. But Ephes Kiazam Oretz. But looking at it from a strategic standpoint, through the lens of Teva, this is where they fell through. Now we can understand why Yishuv Benun, who's just representing a half a tribe, really, one branch of Shevet Yosef, Ephraim. So his mission was very limited. Because Chazal tells us that Shevet Yosef was only split for Yerusha. Which would mean that for the fighting, for the war, for the strategy, Yishuv Benun didn't even have to look at that lens at all. He just looked at the land, Mahoretz, to see what the land is like. And that mission is easy. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him that mission. That Hashem should protect you from even being involved in what the Meraglim have to report back. They have a bigger challenge. That's why he gave him a bracha. You should be protected. Don't stick your head into the business that you don't have to. So in essence, Yishuv Benun didn't have to have the same ruach acheres that Kolev Ben Yefuneh needed to have. Because Kolev Ben Yefuneh, his mission was to see Taka the strategy. Hechozek u'aroze. That was his job. He had to see the strength of the people and still be able to overcome that. That's why it says about him, Avdi Kolev ruach acheres ha'isoyim. That's why he gets that extra credit. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't give any of the other Meraglim such a bracha that they shouldn't get involved in this because they had to get involved. That was their mission. We could now also understand why Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim what their chet was. When he talks about their chet, he talks about the chet as a group of people. If you look in Chazal, the Midrashim, he says that Yad Hashem lo yisem. You didn't see the Yad Hashem in that mission I gave you, in the Teva, you didn't see the Yad Hashem. Now, what was the Lamalam and HaTeva that we lived by in the Midbar? It involved our food, it involved what we drank, our water, the Be'er Shel Miriam, the bread was Man Min HaShemayim. And even our clothing was not b'derech hateva. Simlos cholei vol sameilech. We didn't have to have the clothing changed b'chlal. It lasted all the years. It preserved. So everything was l'malam and hateva. Now, the tikkun of the chet ha'meraglim, says the Sfasemis, was these three mitzvahs. The mitzvah of seeing Hashem in the teva of the begodim esitzis, that's the end of the parasha. The mitzvah of seeing Hashem in the mayim, that's the nesachim. And of course, the mitzvah of seeing Hashem in the bread, that's the mitzvah of challah. And that's why when Ibn Hashem remembered that our whole birth, our whole origin how we came into being as a nation was l'mala manateva. That was a little bit of a limus anguya on the chetam raglam. It was l'mala mitzchus on Klai Yisrael. That challenge for them to be able to adjust to teva, when their whole being, their whole existence, how it came to be, not just in the midbar, was l'mala manateva. That's pshat in the medrash plea that the chidah brings down. And the takeaway is to live up to this challenge every single day of our lives, because we live in teva, we wake up in teva, but to really strain ourselves in all matzavim to always remember that it's all Yad Hashem. Even what we think is the most basic nature has the highest levels of Hashgacha Pratis. Agud Neshamas.